More than a quarter of all energy production in Europe comes from nuclear plants, but the ongoing crises in Japan have many European nations rethinking their commitment to nuclear energy. We get the story from the world's Clark Boyd in Brussels.
It's fair to say that Europe's thinking on nuclear power is mixed. In France, for example, more than 75% of power production comes from nuclear. On the other hand, Austria, Italy, and Denmark are among the European countries that have prohibited nuclear plants from being built. And then there are countries such as Belgium and Germany, which have nuclear plants but are slowly phasing them out. Well, Germany was phasing them out. Recently, German Chancellor Angela Merkel decided to extend the lifespan of some of Germany's nuclear plants. On Saturday, tens of thousands of Germans protested that decision. The unfolding crisis in Japan gave the protests added significance, and Merkel announced Germany would be changing course.
Dann haben wir eine neue Lage, und diese Lage muss vorbehaltlos.
We have a new situation, and this situation must be thoroughly and comprehensively analyzed. Only then can decisions be made. That's why we announced on Saturday that all German nuclear plants will have a comprehensive safety check in the light of what happened in Japan. And I say very clearly that there'll be no taboos in these checks. It's precisely for this reason we are setting aside the recently decided lifespan extension for German nuclear plants. This is a moratorium of 3 months.
Today, Merkel announced that all nuclear plants that went into service before 1980 would be taken offline while the checks were carried out. The country's foreign minister, Guido Westerwelle, said that Germany will push other countries to take a second look at their plans.
Nach Japan kann man nicht einfach zur Tagesordnung übergehen.
After what happened in Japan, it can't be business as usual, Westerwelle said. He continued, this has consequences not only for Germany's energy policy, but also for the debate in Europe. Britain, Switzerland, and Finland have all said they would also be taking long looks at their nuclear power plants. And Austria, nuclear-free itself, is concerned about the plants in the countries around it, especially former Eastern Bloc countries like Hungary and the Czech and Slovak republics. Nicholas Berlakovic is Austria's environment minister.
Das muss sehr rasch erfolgen, nämlich nachgewiesen zu werden, wie erdbebensicher sind die Atomkraftwerke.
It must be shown really quickly how earthquake-resistant the nuclear power plants actually are. How well does the cooling system work, the containment structure? And how about the generators, etc.? This must be checked quickly to make people feel safe.
Today in Brussels, the European Commission suggested just such a stress test for all reactors in Europe. France, however, cautioned against making any decisions without, quote, all the necessary information and analysis from Japan. And British Prime Minister David Cameron also took a more guarded approach.
The UK does not have reactors of the design of those in Fukushima, and nor does it plan any, nor obviously are we in a seismically sensitive zone. But if there are lessons to learn, we must learn them.
That's what some American politicians are saying as well. Senator Joe Lieberman, a longtime proponent of nuclear energy, said on Sunday that it was time to put the brakes on the building of any more plants in the United States until more can be learned from the incident in Japan. Today, the Obama administration tried to reassure Americans that nuclear power plants in the United States are safe. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu told a House subcommittee that U.S. plants are designed to withstand worst-case scenarios, such as earthquakes and tsunamis. He said, quote, we need to take a hard look at any lesson learned from the Japanese tragedy that can further improve the safety of our reactors. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.